Welcome to the Kingsley James Show.
A special good afternoon to you folks. I am Kingsley James and this is the Kingsley James Show. And today, I want you to listen to an individual speak about a question which I ask him. I ask him about the relevance of the trade union movement in these modern times, of which he was a former trade union leader, and I would say an ardent trade union leader himself. He is none other than Honorable Senator Chester Humphrey, and he is presently the President of the Senate in the state of Grenada, Carriacou, and Petite Martinique. But before we go to Mr. Humphrey, I would want to remind us to continue as much as possible to share this program, as much as possible share this podcast, so that your friends, your family, your loved ones can also be blessed with information. Without further ado, I now give to you the Right Honorable Senator Chester Humphrey.
As long as you have capitalism, as long as you have a class society in which one class essentially owns the means of production and the other one has to survive only by the sale of its labor, and that's the dominant mode of production, you would be required to have a trade union. Trade unions arose as a natural outcome in the evolution of society as classes arose. Trade unions will always be relevant once they exist, classes and societies are stratified along those lines. During the different epoch of mankind's economic experience, there are different times when the intensity of the stratification is more intense than at other times, and therefore depending on the nature and development of the political economy at a particular time, you would find that there's a heightened need for trade unions. In societies where there's broadened democracy and so on, and where to a significant extent there has been penetration of democracy in the industrial relationships which emerge in a class society, that may determine the extent to which the trade union struggle is fierce. But there would always be a need for trade unions in order to protect and advance the interests of the worker, simply because the interests are mutually exclusive. Capital's interest is essentially to accumulate more capital, and it can only do so by the exploitation of the labor of the worker. The worker, on the other hand, needs to protect himself against that exploitative relationship, and that is best done by conjoining his forces together and not acting singularly. And the trade union is an expression of that necessity and that need. So you cannot speak about the disappearance of the trade union movement once there does exist a class relationship in society. And that's essentially, in essence, my response to your question as to whether or not in today's era trade unions are relevant. They're very much more so relevant as the intensification and exploitation of labor exists, simply because of the power of the productive forces, including the force of labor. Now, to some extent, there will be an alienation of labor in the extent that in the production process, given the fact of the changing nature of labor by virtue of the introduction of the intellectualization of labor, meaning the application of technology to labor processes, you would say that labor is being diminished. But what has happened is that the value of labor has increased. Right, and that as a result of the value of increase in labor, you have to see now what has happened to the intellectual component of labor, and that finds expression in improved technology. It's a very complicated subject, to discuss in a few seconds.
Well, of course, folks, this brings us to the end of our program for today. I am Kingsley James, and I hope to have another one for you tomorrow, God willing. Remember to let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father in heaven. Do have yourselves a wonderful afternoon, good night, or good morning, depends on wherever and whenever you listen to this program. Bye-bye.